the thing I think that's true no matter where you live or who you are, most people in the fitness community are going to cheer for you and push you to be better because they're pushing themselves to be better.
Welcome to the Spartan Becca series on Spartan Up with Jared Cogswell, Director of Sport, and Yancey Culp, Director of Programming.
What's up, Spartans? Hey, this is part two of our special episode with April Lauren. You're not going to want to miss these tips, gang. She is 70 pounds into her 200-pound weight loss mission. And I tell you what, if you want to stay on your own mission and stay influenced with a life fueled by fitness, you're going to want to listen to somebody that's actually on the journey. So listen in and enjoy.
This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by A-Shock. A-Shock Performance Energy, the official energy drink of Spartan Race, formulated to help you go further, faster. You can save 20% on open heats at all 2021 U.S. Spartan OCR events at Spartan.com if you use the code ASHOCK20. That's A-S-H-O-C and the number 20. FitAid. Race dirty, recover clean with FitAid Sports Recovery Drink. Visit lifeaidbevco.com and enter the code SPARTAN30 at checkout to get 30% off their full line of functional lifestyle beverage blends and go powder sticks.
I think it's only fair to ask this question. Let's say a young teenager, and then throughout as an adult, talk to us about some of the most brutal triggers and depressing things that maybe you saw. Maybe it was the media, maybe it was print, maybe it was regular, in any way that you would see or hear anything as a child and as an adult. Talk to us about some of the most brutal things that you'll never forget seeing and hearing. And on the other side of the spectrum, when you're knee deep in a weight loss journey, or you find yourself at 350 pounds, or when you were struggling some as a youth, talk to us about some of the things you heard and saw that were very uplifting. And on the opposite end of that, oh my gosh, that was brutal. And I asked the question because I've learned from my wife that there are so many. She's taught me a lot about triggers and things that when she will counsel people's like, oh wow, there was these specific triggers or something that I saw yesterday that just sends me on the roller coaster ride. So I would love to hear from you on those two things.
I think all of my, and that's kind of an extreme statement to make, but I think for the most part, weight gain that I have could be associated with hormonal changes. So it wasn't really triggered outside so much as it is from within. So like the very first time was close to a growth spurt, for instance. My parents were young. My dad was in the Navy, so lower enlisted. There was not a lot of money. And so I remember, and my mom, I was growing and growing. And we were in a fitting room and I was like 10 and I was trying on like a pair of size 12 shorts. And she said something about how like I should be wearing like a size 10. And that just, it was so hard for me to hear. I was like, just the sizing, which literally 2 months later, I was like 6 inches taller. So like, It was a growth spurt. I don't know if I was actually 6 inches taller. Like, this is just in memory. But if you look at pictures, like any time in my childhood that maybe I looked like a little round, because I was a very, very active kid. I loved to like be in the woods and run and play. Like, I was very active. Anytime I looked a little round, I almost immediately shot up. But that point, that kind of just stayed with me. And it just haunted me being, I think, so much taller and bigger. I'm a very short person, but for most of my childhood, I was like a head taller than everyone else. I just stopped growing when I hit 12. So, and then the next time that I really had an experience with weight, it was hormonally based. Then when I was in high school, I lost my grandma, who I was very, very close with. and it was very unexpected. She was in her early 50s. It was pretty horrible experience. And I feel like I got into a slight depression and I gained quite a bit of weight, but then I lost the weight. Like, I would have like an RC Cola or a Dr. Pepper and a salad, and that would be the only thing that I ate. And then I worked out a lot. So like, I was not eating and like obsessively working out. So then it just kind of just kept swinging. So right before I started gaining the weight that I had lost when I did the protein sparing modified fast, I was getting married. I went on birth control. And the birth control does not, with the hormones, it does not sit well with me. And I always associate weight gain as there's something wrong with me and I'm not worthy. And I'm not sure exactly where that comes from, the weight and worthiness. It could be like societal, or it could just literally be something internally. I don't know. I don't know where that comes from. But I do know that the more worthless I feel, the more weight I'll gain. So as far as triggering it, anything that makes me feel less, I don't know, less of a person, or like there's something wrong with me, can be very triggering for me throughout the years, especially if it's like that perfect storm of hormonal imbalance and then I just gain weight rapidly. I've said this many times because it's the truth. I started gaining weight and then I just fed my sorrows with Oreos. So I started gaining weight and immediately like I gained like 15, 20 pounds. If I would have stopped birth control and just continued as normal, it would have went away. Like, it wasn't a real legit weight gain. Instead, I was like, oh no, I'm worthless. I don't even like Oreos, like the way they taste. They're not like my jam, but like literally I was like hoarding Oreos. And it just, my weight just spiraled out of control so fast. So you asked what triggers me. And I feel like for me, and probably for a lot of women, there are hormonal changes that trigger it. And then that sense of worthlessness or being not normal, which, I mean, you know, it's kind of cliched, but what is normal? What makes me happy or pulls me out is usually I love being outside. I love hiking. Everything that really makes me feel good about myself, about life, is outside or serving and helping other people. Like, it's being less involved with myself and how I'm feeling and focused more outwardly, whether that's just outwardly in nature or outwardly being around people and not isolating myself. So I think because of that, the non-scale points of measure, the non-scale victories, if you will, are instrumental for me, because it takes my self-worth, as I said, away from being focused on looks or like a specific size, and more on being able to accomplish things, being able to move more and do more, and being closer to the life I want to live in that way, as opposed to like some weird obsession with being like looking a certain way. It's being able to do things that I love to do.
April, you kind of touched on this, but I guess to get more clarity on it, who are you today versus who you were 70 pounds ago?
70 pounds ago, I was very comfortable being invisible, and I didn't want to be seen. I didn't want people to notice me. I was very reclusive. I was very irritable, because at most physical activity, doing not just things that I might want to do, but just doing regular chores caused me physical pain. I was miserable. And now I feel more myself. I'm okay with being with people. I don't feel so self-conscious or even self-centered in that regard, because when I was at the height of my weight, like the heaviest, everything centered around me and my comfort and how uncomfortable I was. Not necessarily my comfort in like, let's make me comfortable, but like if I was out in public, I was constantly thinking about how uncomfortable I was. Whereas now I don't focus on how I'm feeling in every second or worried, am I going to misstep and like break my other leg? Like I don't have that same worry. So I feel a lot freer to just be myself and to live. And it's, yeah.
So let me follow this up, because you're on a 200 pound goal. And so you know how you feel now versus then, but what's your vision for when you reach your goal? What do things feel like? What's that environment? What is, you know, who is April after the 200 pound weight loss?
That is a great question, and I'm really excited to find out. I honestly can't. I can't imagine how much freer I will be, because right now I feel pretty powerful in that I can do so much. Even though I modify things, I think starting to modify things was pretty powerful, because at first it's like, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing not to be able to do what I want to do and to have to modify. But now I don't really feel any shame if I need to modify. Like, it's pretty easy for me to be like, maybe I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do this instead. That's pretty easy to be in a position where I don't have to modify hardly at all. Is going to be amazing. I can't wait. I can't wait to be able to do an obstacle course race and be able to carry myself through obstacles. Like, I know I'm not there, and I have a goal to run a Spartan race this summer, and I'm not going to be able to do all of the obstacles. I'm going to be too heavy, and that's okay. I feel like having the goal to do it and knowing my limits is important to stay safe and healthy and not be injured. I'm excited for the day where I know I can do it and I can do every obstacle. That's what I'm excited for.
Very cool.
We'll be right back to this interview, but first, a word from today's sponsor, Ashok. Ashok Performance Energy, the official energy drink of Spartan Race, formulated to help you go further, faster. Ashok is charged by nature, so you can be too, with 300 milligrams of plant-powered energy, a proprietary blend of green coffee beans, yerba mate, guarana, and coffee fruit extract. That's 300 milligrams of natural caffeine, plus ocean mineral electrolytes, BCAAs, and 9 essential amino acids. With zero sugar, zero chemical preservatives, and zero artificial colors, Ashok gives you the caffeine and the energy with ingredients you can feel good about and increase endurance, hydration, and recovery. Ashok is charged by nature, so you can be too. And remember, you can save 20% off any open heat at a U.S. 2021 Spartan OCR event. Just go to Spartan.com and use the code ASHOC20. That's A-S-H-O-C and the number 20. FitAid. FitAid is a clean sports recovery drink. Race dirty, recover clean. You've heard us say it before. FitAid is 45 calories, certified non-GMO tested, vegan, paleo-friendly, certified gluten-free, kosher, and never contains any artificial colors, flavors, sweeteners, or sodium. Even the zero sugar option, it's keto friendly and has only 5 calories, and it's naturally sweetened with monk fruit and stevia. And then there's FitAid's recovery blend. It has glutamine, glucosamine, turmeric, BCAAs, omega-3s, CoQ10, a full B complex, and electrolytes. It's perfect for after your workout, your hike, your bike ride, or your race. Can you imagine drinking a plain old soda when you could have this? FitAid is a product of LifeAid, the functional beverage company, and they're an official partner of our Spartan Race series. Listen, each ice-cold can of FitAid, it contains ingredients to help your body recover. and it never contains any artificial flavors or sweeteners. So visit lifeaidbevco.com, enter the code SPARTAN30 at checkout, and save 30%. Plus, you get fast, free shipping. Okay, back to the interview.
Okay. You get to put your coaching hat on now, my friend. Help Jared and I be a better fitness coach, a better fit pro. Help every coach out there, every dietitian, every human walking the planet that has an opportunity to serve someone. When you're 350 pounds overweight, let's go back to, you know, where you were. What is the best thing to do and say in those moments? And you got the coaching hat on now, and you get to serve us and make us better, because I know I can do a better job. What would have been the most perfect thing to hear and for somebody to do for you in those moments when they decided I'm going to try to help.
You know, I think my workout buddy, Yenna, she has no coaching or anything. She's not a coach. She went to law school. But something that working out with her, what it did for me, she never acted like I wasn't doing enough. Like we pushed each other in our workouts. She pushed me when I was doing whatever I was doing as hard as she would have pushed me if I were, like, let's say walking a mile for time. She pushed me as hard, cheered for me as loud as if I were like at a track and field event. Like she was just all in for me as I was. And I think that's important, is to go all in for the people around you. And I don't even think size matters or ability matters, but really listen to the people who you are working with. Like, listen. And also, maybe don't push immediately. Like, you have to know people, especially if people are in a state of being 350 pounds, because some people will push themselves super hard and some people won't push at all. So taking some time and then just making people feel loved, being kind is so important. And that's one thing I love about the fitness community that I wish more people understood. The fitness community as a whole is at least 98% positive and encouraging. Like, you'll have a jerk in the gym occasionally, but it's not even going to be about you. Like, even if somebody says something snarky about you, it's not about you. It's about, like, maybe their mood, maybe they're just hungry or whatever. Like, you never know. But the thing I think that's true, no matter where you live or who you are, most people in the fitness community are going to cheer for you and push you to be better because they're pushing themselves to be better. So going back to being a good coach, specifically for someone who is limited physically, treat them like you would anyone else. Encourage them and cheer for them like you would anyone else.
Sounds like that's what you get from iFit over there in Fayetteville.
It definitely is.
Yeah.
It's an awesome community.
Awesome. Let me ask you this. This journey you're on is very challenging, and a lot of people wouldn't pursue it, or they start pursuing it, they may fall off and not get back on track. Are you giving yourself a hall pass every once in a while to fall off of that track, or is it, you know, day by day and you are, you know, doing everything straight and narrow?
I think that that's a great question, because it's both. I am focused on living my life as healthy as I can every day. So if I have an off day, it's so much easier the way that I'm approaching my life to not have an off week or an off month, because I just continue forward doing the things that I've decided I want to do for myself. So it's different. Before, you know, going on like, I'm going to do this specific diet and I'm going to like do this so hard for this period of time, well, then the time stops And then it's kind of, it's like going back to the pendulum. So, you know, while I said I'm giving myself a lot of room, it's because I'm giving myself a lot of room that I keep the pendulum pretty narrow. So it's just continuing. It really doesn't matter. Like, it does not matter if I, like, let's say were to get off this call and to go have like 10 donuts, which I'm not going to do. But like, let's say I did. Well, that doesn't really matter. That doesn't define my self-worth. That does not matter. It, what matters is what I do in the moment after. Like, do I wallow in self-pity because I didn't have enough self-control? Or do I go to the gym? And just to be clear, since I've been doing this, I haven't had any sort of what I'll call binge. Like, I haven't gone out and eaten like a bunch of donuts. Now, my husband and I occasionally will share like a dessert. But it's, I think it's because I haven't put limitations on myself that I've actually limited what I do. Yeah. I don't know if that makes, I feel like that's not being super clear, but because nothing is off limits, I don't feel the need to eat things that don't make me feel good and don't make me continue forward at that. I hope that answers the question.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, Yancy and I have been talking a lot about this because there's a lot of programs out there that, you know, are meant to transform yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, and they're really tough programs. Programs that, you know, as guys that have been doing this for a long time, we have no interest in doing those types of programs. And working with the masses of all levels in fitness, we feel like it's important. Like, every once in a while, you are going to fall off the track, and that's okay. We want more wins than losses, though. That's it. You know, you don't have to have a perfect record. You don't have to, you know, be perfect at all. But if you are, if you're 4 wins and 3 losses, you're still ahead of the game. You're still ahead of who you were, whether it's 70 pounds ago or, you know, somebody that's struggling with some other health challenges or not achieving the fitness goals that they want to accomplish. So that's why I asked that question, because I think that's a healthy approach that you're taking on this journey. And that, yeah, I think what it does is it really reinforces that you're going to get to that goal that you want to achieve. And, you know, you should also, I think, and I'm gathering you are, be really proud of where you are right now in this journey, because seeing what you did on video and knowing your story is inspiring to somebody that's been in this for, you know, I know he said 50 years between us, which is embarrassing.
It's actually closer to like 55.
But it's inspiring for anybody and everybody that understands the challenges of a life fueled by fitness. And so I congratulate you for where you are now, and I can't wait to, you know, observe and watch you for the rest of your journey. I tell you, it touched me in the heart today when I saw it, and I had a lot of stuff to do, and I just threw everything to the side, and I just kept watching, and I want to just thank you for inspiring me.
You are a gift. Your answer to Jared's previous question was so spot on. I was just cheering inside as you just kept coming with a better and better answer.
I knew Yancy was going to cry, though, this episode. I just knew it.
Almost three times. Almost three times. I live with, like I said, one of the most respected dietitians on the planet. And we both know the world when you've worked with fitness and nutrition people for so many years. We've seen everything, and I love your answers so much. I think it's the reason why I get so excited, because you've found a wonderful place to serve yourself, but your words, your YouTube page is so wonderful. I love your editing skills. Oh my gosh, I got all geeked up. There was the one video where the camera's inside the refrigerator, and it was so cool. So And you know, you have, listen, guys and gals, she's got 76,000 subscribers. It's an amazing page. nobody's perfect, but she is saying the right things, and the messaging is wonderful. And it is a you definitely have your coaching hat on, and you I love it. And thank you for trusting DECA. When Jared and I created DECA, we you know, our wonderful CEO was like, yeah, well, I'll let you two crazies go create what you want. And it's turned out to, you know, the reasoning and our why was because of that 50 plus years of serving all levels of fitness. And we truly believe in the power of that everybody deserves to be tested every now and then. You're putting in amazing work, and you know, you earned that first DECA mark. And I'm sure one of these days you'll get back in there and you'll see that mark improve. But thank you for saying yes to going in there and allowing yourself to test. It meant the world to these old fitness coaches. And we loved every one of those 25 minutes in that video. And you are doing a wonderful blessing to every single person out there on a similar journey, my friend. Or somebody that may not even, they may have barely thought about getting on the journey. You, my friend, are going to help a lot of people get their butts moving.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all for your kind words and encouragement. It means a lot.
Well, thank you to you and listeners out there. Hey, please follow this inspirational human being here. It's Wake Up Bright, at Wake Up Bright on Instagram, correct?
Yeah, that's it.
And then the YouTube channel is under April Lauren.
Yep. All right. April Lauren. So just youtube.com, April Lauren.
You guys, hey, and you know what? I tell you, when you watch one of these YouTube shows that April's put together, it's like watching the best reality show you could watch. I mean, we gotta get some sponsorship for you on this one.
We're gonna continue collaborating in some form or fashion, my friend. I've enjoyed like our 50 voice messages back and forth. It always fires me up.
Yeah, like your messages, it made me cry. Like, I'm not, my husband, I waited for my, like, you messaged, and I put it on when my husband got home. So he was at work, and I played it, and I was really emotional. It was, thank you. Thank you for your kind
words.
Thank
you. You're the amazing one here, my friend.
Yeah. Well, April, thank you so much. We appreciate you sharing your story and your inspiration for our listeners. Like I said, we're going to continue to follow your path, and we can't wait to talk to you again.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Spartan Up. Do you want to be ready for anything? Download Joe's free ebook at spartan.com/readyforanything. Do you know someone who needs a little help staying motivated, staying informed, getting or staying mentally and physically resilient? We're here 3 days every week with a mix of content to help you stay strong, from mindset to nutrition and everything in between. Listen every Tuesday to hear Joe DeSena, Spartan Race founder and CEO, and the rest of the week, join us for DECA, Endurance, and Classic episodes. See you next time. This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by Ashok. Ashok Performance Energy, the official energy drink of Spartan Race, formulated to help you go further, faster. You can save 20% on open heats at all 2021 U.S. Spartan OCR events at Spartan.com if you use the code ASHOC20. That's A-S-H-O-C and the number 20. FitAid. Race dirty, recover clean with FitAid Sports Recovery Drink. Visit lifeaidbevco.com and enter the code SPARTAN30 at checkout to get 30% off their full line of functional lifestyle beverage blends and Go Powder Sticks.